You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A group of children played basketball on their Utah elementary school outdoor court when a group of older teens approach wanting to use the court themselves. The two groups argue. It turns into a fight. Eventually, one of the teens pulls a gun, points it at the children, then fires a shot in the air, making everybody run.
Nancy, the incident was caught on surveillance video, helping police identify the shooter, 18-year-old Ricardo Toledo. Pictures from Toledo's social media show the teen taking selfies with a handgun and holding a loaded magazine with the handgun obviously tucked into the waistband of his pants. On the basketball court, Toledo points the gun at the fighting group, moves the gun back and forth in a sweeping motion, then raises it above his head and fires.
Ricardo Toledo, 18, charged with 6 counts, aggravated assault, and possession of a firearm on school premises. Suta Wu makes a brief stop in Miami to catch a flight returning to Taiwan from Nicaragua. Wu says he has nothing to declare when questioned by customs, but chirping noises in his bag lead agents to search him. Inside the bag, agents discover 29 bird eggs, all in various stages of hatching. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service determines the 24 surviving chicks are 2 different species of Amazon parrots, snatched from the rainforest to be sold as pets. Wu, now facing 20 years in prison for a smuggling charge. Polly want a cracker? Polly want a cracker? No, Polly wants him behind bars for 20 years. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
An Ohio dad accused of killing his 3 young sons has been indicted by a grand jury. If found guilty, he could be sentenced to death. According to court records from Claremont County, 32-year-old Chad Dorman has been charged with aggravated murder, kidnapping, and assault in connection with the shooting deaths of his children on June 15th. The victims were named as 3-year-old Chase Dorman, 4-year-old Clayton Dorman, and 7-year-old Hunter Dorman. Chad Dorman entered a not guilty plea at his arraignment despite the fact that the prosecution claims he acknowledged planning the shooting. The sheriff's office says the 34-year-old unidentified mother was shot in the hand outside the home as she attempted to protect her sons from their father. Now to Nevada, as a 36-year-old man has been found guilty by a federal jury in Reno of killing his pregnant girlfriend in 2020 while she was on the Pyramid Lake Paiute Tribe Reservation in a horrific stabbing attack witnessed by her children. With more, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Investigators say that Michael Berciaga returned to the crime scene hours later and confessed to the murder. On September 25th, he will be sentenced to a minimum of life behind bars. Berciaga was found guilty in a U.S. district court on charges of first-degree murder committed in Indian country, violating the Protection of Unborn Children Act, and domestic abuse by a chronic offender committed within Indian country. The victim is identified only as A.D. According to the prosecution, at least 2 knives were used in the repeated stabbings of his girlfriend in December 2020 at her home in Nixon, northeast of Reno.
The FBI says that one of the 3 children living in the Nixon home at the time, a 15-year-old daughter, called police to report that her mother's boyfriend had stabbed the woman. The girlfriend of a dentist found guilty of killing his wife while on an African safari has been given a 17-year sentence for her role in the crime during a hearing in which the victim's family stated that the woman had destroyed their family. The victim's 57-year-old daughter, Anna Rudolph, said that 65-year-old Lori Milleron, quote, plotted to eliminate her mother. In a case that attracted national attention, Milleron was found guilty last year of perjury, being an accessory to a murder after the fact, and obstructing a grand jury. She was indicted last year alongside Lawrence Larry Rudolph, a U.S. dentist found guilty of killing his wife in 2016 when they were on a hunting trip to Zambia. Larry Rudolph's sentencing was originally scheduled for last week, but has been postponed. 3 San Antonio police officers have been charged with murder and the shooting death of a woman who was going through what the city's police chief described as a mental health crisis. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Police Chief William McManus says that 46-year-old Melissa Perez was shot to death by 3 officers after she refused police orders to come out of her apartment. Sergeant Alfred Flores and officers Eliezer Alejandro and Nathaniel Villalobos were placed on administrative leave without pay and later arrested on murder warrants. According to McManus, after Perez threw a glass candlestick and then swung a hammer at the cops, one of the three charged officers fired his weapon. After Perez approached them again with the hammer, all three officers opened fire, hitting Perez at least twice. Perez was speaking with fire officials around 12:30 a.m. Friday when an officer approached and attempted to get her to approach his police vehicle.
Perez was suspected of disconnecting the wires to a fire alarm, which is considered a felony at the apartment complex.
Danielle Moss, a loving mom of a four-year-old son, has a good co-parenting relationship with the father and calls every day while the two vacation on Easter weekend. Saturday, Moss calls her parents and grandparents to let them know she'll be there for Easter dinner the next evening. That night, Moss attends another family gathering to celebrate the holiday, heading home around 1 a.m. The next day, Moss misses a scheduled FaceTime with her son, doesn't show up to dinner, and won't answer calls or texts. The 32-year-old mom also doesn't show up to work on Monday. Danielle Moss, now missing nearly 3 months. If you have information on Danielle Moss, please call DCPD at 202-727-9099. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.